the echidna. It's an evolutionary enigma.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie, Evolution.
Well, there's no doubt echidnas are creatures that create a lot of problems for evolutionists. If you were to walk through my Australian countryside and see what looks like a wire brush stuck over an ant's nest, you've probably come across an echidna having a snack. This animal, also known as a spiny anteater, is a scientific puzzle. If you're an evolutionist, that is. You see, the echidna, like the platypus, is a mammal. It has milk glands, hair, a large brain, but at the same time it resembles reptiles and birds because it lays eggs. Now, here's the question for the evolutionist. What on earth could the echidna have evolved from? Well, the answer is that evolutionists have no idea. The evidence from the fossil record shows that they haven't changed at all. It's much more logical to conclude that they never evolved. God created them as egg-laying creatures right from the beginning.
We have much more fascinating information on the Bible's very first book. In fact, we've just produced a pocket guide that looks at creation versus evolution during this 200th year since Darwin's birth. For your donation of any size today, we'll send our pocket guide to you on Darwin's life and his awful legacy. Just call toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web at answersoffer.org.